Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from Iosco County, Coats for Kids, once again, as we get that started this year, June Percy on the line. How are you today, June?
I couldn't be better. Thank you, Kevin.
Glad to hear that. We've turned the corner into October, and you guys have kind of kicked it into high gear, and you're out there collecting coats for kids, aren't you?
Well, yes, we are. We have our boxes out throughout the county, and we're just hoping for lots of good donations. Nice, warm coats.
You betcha. Now, let's talk about where those coats are located, or the boxes are located. Where can people drop coats?
Well, there's a lot of places around Tawas. Angelic's Attic out on 23, Neiman's Grocery, Save More Drugs, the two credit unions on 55, that's Northland area and Alpena Alcona Credit Union, the Tawas Methodist Church on 55, and the hospital, St. Joseph's Hospital there. Holy Family Church down in East Tawas, and the Knights of Columbus on Newman Street also has a box this year because they have a lot of people going there for their specials.
Sure.
Big Boy in East Tawas, Brew Crew, and the Presbyterian Church in East Tawas. So those are the boxes around here. Out at Hale, we have the St. Pius Catholic Church, who's also always very good to us,
yes.
And the library, the Plainfield Library out in Hale.
Okay.
And that just leaves Oscoda, where we have, there's about six churches in Oscoda, Sacred Heart Catholic, Assembly of God, United Methodist, Oscoda Baptist, Trinity Lutheran, and the Grace Community, which is on the base. Plus, of course, Kmart, who was always a big collection point, and the library in Oscoda. And that's about it for where the boxes are. So we're just hoping for lots of donations.
Indeed. How long will you be collecting coats?
Well, I would think about another month, mm-hmm. And then we're already starting to distribute coats as the evenings are chilly. You know, I had a call about 5 minutes ago from a lady up in Oscoda. She said they're newly arrived in town. She has four children. They have no coats, and it's already cold.
Wow.
So they're coming in tomorrow to get coats. So we want to get as many people helped as we can, but we can't do the school distributions until parent-teacher conferences, which is the beginning of November.
Right.
So we're just hoping that the weather holds fairly well until then.
And I would imagine, even though it's called Coats for Kids, you'll take any size coats, adult coats, right on up, right?
Well, there are a lot of large children,
yes.
Fully grown children, and also, anything that we really have left over, plus our children's coats, we take to the Fish Gift House in December,
right.
And a lot of adults there pick up coats. So, yes, we will take anything that is warm and in good condition. If you were going out to buy a coat, we find our biggest need is usually boys' coats. They seem to be harder on the coats than girls, and anything from like a 4, 5, 6, 7, that range is always very popular and in demand. So, that would be a nice donation, those sizes. But we will take anything.
Anything as in terms also, not just coats, but also boots and scarves and mittens and all that good stuff.
Yes, they need scarves and hats and mittens. In fact, we've received three boxes in the last week from Florida from our two old ladies down there who knit for us. They don't know us. They don't come up here. And every year they send up these boxes. One that came yesterday had 40 children's hats, all hand-knitted, beautifully knitted, ready to give away. So we do, we look for those donations. We're very, very thankful for them.
And, of course, you'll take cash donations, too, to help you buy coats and mittens and gloves and all that stuff.
That would be wonderful if you could send any money to Grace Lutheran Church for us. You know, we can always use money.
That's right.
We do spend a lot of money on new coats. I think last year we spent something like $13,000 on new coats. So we're always looking for money contributions.
Very nice. Where do they send that? You said Grace Lutheran Church. Now, what's the address for that?
It's 401 Main Street, East Tawas, 48730.
All right. Phone number, I would imagine, if they called over there, they could get some more information?
Yes, it's
362-5371. 5371. All right.
And we do have a Facebook page, Iosco Coats for Kids, too, if anyone's interested.
Very nice. Yeah, go like them on Facebook then.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. Well, you'll find all the information there, too. June Percy, who's kind of the coordinator for this, Iasco County Coats for Kids is underway. If you got a spare coat, drop it in one of the boxes. They're all over the county here. And June, we're glad you could spend some time with us here, and we hope to talk to you again in the near future as we continue on through the fall and winter months with the Coats for Kids program.
I look forward to that, Kevin.